plain stoop.
Not stupid, John Barrymore. So much as simple arrogance and overconfidence. Quite simply, it never occurred to whoever built this redoubt that any enemy would have the skill and sheer audacity to get down this far. And if that were the case, then why bother to waste precious time and effort on an alternative exit?
That's so dumb, it just might be right.
Okay, so what do we do about this?
Well, Gloria, I'd like to work out some plan of action, other than just a headlong charge. If we can get as much Oltec as possible, then maybe we could answer some questions about the Matrans.
Yeah, and if we leave it too long, they'll all be gone and we won't be any the wiser. We're only getting the one chance at them, and this is our destiny. I say we hit hard and we hit now.
Gloria and Ryan stood face to face, the battle-scarred veteran looking down on the wary Gate Queen. Both were born leaders, both had won glorious battles, and both had wills of iron. But Gloria had the greater numbers. Ryan was aware that he had only his party of seven, whereas the Gate Warriors outnumbered them by about 6-1.
All right. I don't agree, but I do see your point. We hit now.
The massed ranks of the Gate Warriors made their way down the sloping tunnel, scouts checking every bend. It was empty and seemingly undefended, the tension among the warriors growing with each undefended turn.
Christy, we must be near the bottom by now, for fuck's sake.
Just keep it frosty, Tammy. None of us can afford to lose our grip at this stage.
Suddenly, scouts sprinted back for cover as a volley of laser blaster fire scorched the walls.
At least we know we've hit the end of the trail.
JB dipped into the canvas bag slung around his shoulder and produced a handful of shrapnel grenades.
These ought to do it.
He tossed two to Ryan and two to Jack, keeping two for himself. Each man pulled a pin on a gren and threw it with a curve around the corner. They then hit the ground, gesturing the tribe to do the same. The grens exploded, spreading shrapnel. The blaster spluttered and exploded in her hands, engulfing her in a sudden and violent shower of intense white light. For the briefest moment, it seemed as though the whole world stopped down in the main chamber, frozen in action by the incredible sight.
Good riddance, bitch.
Gloria!
Seeing her sister writhing in flames, Gloria's panga became a whirl around her head as she strode into her astonished enemies, drawing blood with every vicious sweep of the razor-sharp blade. A whirling dervish of violent chilling, she claimed the lives of many of the remaining illuminated ones, ripping through their flesh and flimsy defenses with ease.
That bitch is crazy! Let's get the fuck out of here, Simon!
You got it, Al.
Spurred on by the sudden intensity of their queen's attack, the Gate and their allies strode farther into the attack. JB used his Uzi to chop into the packs of Sekhmen. Mildred, Dean, and Christy took aim and picked off individuals with their ZKR, Smith & Wesson 640, and Browning High Power. Meanwhile, Doc used the Lama to wreak havoc on a small group, while Ryan strode into the remnants with his panga running red. There were other casualties among the Gate, but nowhere near as many as those suffered by the illuminated ones. Both Peter and John, as the only Gate males allowed to fight, were in the thick of the action. But their lack of training was beginning to tell, and when a laser blaster was aimed in their direction, Peter was just a little too slow to twist away. The beam caught him full in the ribs down his left-hand side, frying the flesh through to the bone. The young man went down into his friend's arms.
Peter? Fuck it, man. Don't die on me!
Looking up at the group who'd shot his friend, John no longer saw reason. He let Peter's corpse drop and charged forward. Dean had seen Peter's death, and the laser rifle leveled again, this time drawing a bead on John, who was too distracted and raw to see what was happening. Without thinking, Dean showed the warrior instinct that marked him as a true Carter.
John!
Throwing himself into a change of direction, he snapped off a shot with the Browning. It hit the laser sharpshooter square between the eyes, drilling into his frontal lobe and negating any threat he might have posed. At almost the same time, Dean threw himself into John's path, pulling him onto the concrete floor.
What the... Shit. I really lost it there.
Just don't again. Bad enough Peter's chilled without you as well.
Yeah, you're right, Dean.
Fuck it. Let's go get these assholes.
Meanwhile, Jack was cornered. Carving his way through a group of illuminated ones, he caught his foot on a piece of twisted metal. His heavy combat boot caught on the upthrust metal, and his momentum carried him off balance. Normally, Jack would have been able to roll with the fall and spring to his feet immediately. But this time, a Sec man who'd been driven backward by Gloria cannoned into the youth, knocking him over into the group he just skipped through. Jack fell into the midst of a melee and felt hands grabbing him, fists pummel into him.
Fuck!
Temporarily off guard and flailing, he tried to defend himself, but found his eye closed by a blow that opened up the flesh over his brow. The blood spilled down into his eye, blinding him. He was in trouble. A wild-eyed Gloria suddenly flew into the midst of the crowd, slashing away at the hands that plucked at Jack's clothes and skin. Jack pulled himself to his feet, hitting out at the illuminated ones around him, turning back to back with the berserk warrior queen. Together, they chilled four illuminated ones and watched the others turn and flee into the inner chamber, where the rest of their sex squad were in retreat. Gloria turned to Jack, her eyes wild and flaring. Jack felt a flash of electricity between them, and knew that they were bonded by blood and fire.
They're getting away! Shit! Another perfect moment ruined!
Uh-huh.
Ryan and Christy ran after the last of the Sec men as they headed for the Matrans. Jorgensen, standing at the comp console, keyed in the last code.
That ought to do it, crazy bitches.
He quickly joined the last of his people. The Matrans chamber's door slammed shut as Ryan raised his stire.
Shit. I can't believe they fucking got away.
I know, lover. I know.
In the anticlimax of the empty chamber, Gloria stood frustrated.
Fuck! So close! So fucking close! The bastards have snatched away our destiny!
Not necessarily.
Doc's eyes moved intently over the flashing lights and digital displays on the comp banks.
Why?
The old man gestured to the comp bank.
Everything looks as if it is still set for where they were headed. All we have got to do is get ourselves into the Matrans and close the door. And if that fails, we still have the last destination button. We just need to be ready to come out fighting.
None of us have ever done this before. What's it like?
Ryan tried to describe the jump to the Gate Queen. It wasn't easy, as he didn't want to dissuade her. But he was only too well aware that there'd be an enemy at the other end, and it was important that the gate be prepared for a firefight as soon as possible. Gloria listened intently.
Shit, that sounds nasty, honey. But if that's what it takes, this is our fate, and we've got to follow through.
The warrior queen turned to Tammy and sent her to the ground level with a small party of scouts and instructions to fetch the men, children, and the tribe's belongings. While this happened, she briefed her warriors on what they were about to do. Ryan gathered his companions and explained their plans.
Walking into the belly of the beast, eh?
Maybe, Doc. But then again, better to know what we walk into than just stumble like we usually do.
Fair enough.